First tonight, a significant development in the ongoing challenge to house those seeking international protection in Ireland. And Hugh O'Connell, this just announced a short time ago, and it is a significant development, as I say.
Yeah, it is. I mean, particularly given the last few weeks and months where there's been an acute shortage of accommodation. We've had, fairly dire scenes of people on tents on Sandwith Street. We've had a lot of problems around accommodating people coming into the country. And I suppose, in fairness, it's testament to the work of Roderick O'Gorman in the Department of Equality and Children and the officials in that department who've been really stretched over the last 18 months that they've managed to create the situation now where there is accommodation for everyone who needs coming into the country. But that's not to say that we're not going to face problems down the track. And I think that was indeed flagged this evening that whilst we're in a good position right now, it's not necessarily guaranteed that it's going to last into the summer.
So the first time since the 24th of January that the Department of Integration says it can house all newly arrived asylum seekers. But as you're saying, this perhaps not a sign that this issue is put to bed.
No, and we've seen as well throughout the last 18 months in particular that it's peaks and troughs. There are months and weeks where number of people coming in has fallen significantly, and that trend sometimes continues for a few weeks and then shoots back up again for a variety of reasons. I mean, the Taoiseach flagged, I think last week or the week before, that the destruction of the dam in Ukraine near Kherson and the humanitarian crisis that's been caused as a result of that could have a knock-on impact in terms of people getting out of Ukraine and coming into Ireland potentially. So those are the kind of things, developments in the war, but also global instability in other countries where we've had refugees arriving in from asylum seekers over the last 18 months, 2 years. That's all potentially going to drive an increase over the months and weeks ahead. So I suppose the important thing from the government's perspective is not to think now that, well, we can kind of take the foot off the pedal on this, that they actually have to keep finding accommodation as we roll into the summer months and into next autumn and winter.